Leland Rucker is the senior editor at Sensi magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today we're taking a look at what happens if a law that you were convicted of breaking is no longer a law. Well, recently in California, officials have cleared the records of thousands of people who had been convicted of non-violent marijuana offences. Now that recreational marijuana is legal in the state of California, these people are having their records cleared. Obviously, there are implications for Colorado as well. It's San Francisco and San Diego are the two cities that are dealing with this.
Well, yeah, San Francisco just recently announced, the district attorney said that they're going to toss out or reduce thousands of criminal cases for marijuana dating back decades, probably 3,000 misdemeanor cases and reviewing 5,000 felony cases for possible action. And they were allowed this by Proposition 64. It allowed people convicted of marijuana charges to petition courts to toss out their cases or reduce their penalties. But when you go through the court system, you find out that it can be very expensive and it can be very time consuming. And that's what the district attorney's office decided to do, was to wipe out a lot of these cases, 40 years worth, dating back to 1975. That's just 5 years after the Controlled Substances Act was passed. And the Drug Policy Alliance estimates that more than 100,000 people might be eligible to have their records changed. Now, in January, Assemblyman Rob Bonta, a Democrat from Oakland, he introduced state legislation that would require courts to automatically expunge the records of Californians convicted of offenses that are now legal under Proposition 64, like possessing up to an ounce of weed, growing up to six plants for personal use, and to resentence these individuals who their crimes were reduced from felonies to misdemeanors. So this is yet another thing in California. And as of September of last year, 5,000 people had applied for a change to their records, but that's just a fraction of the people who have those still on the books.
So just to remind listeners, Proposition 64 was what legalized recreational marijuana in California. Here in Colorado, it was Amendment 64. And there's related news to that because I believe, was it last year that Governor Hickenlooper exonerated seven people serving time for nonviolent marijuana offences? But now he's saying he wants to be a bit proactive about this, and he's looking at potentially 40 people in Colorado prisons who might be pardoned because they're also serving time for nonviolent marijuana offences as well.
Yeah, there's 40 inmates that Governor Hickenlooper is looking at, and he's hoping that this prompts a lot of others to seek pardons for past marijuana-related crimes. Now, Amendment 64 didn't have the same thing as Proposition 64. California learned there from that, and they learned, basically what the state learned was to look at this whole thing, you know, to actually look at things and see where you could make those kinds of changes. And I'm kind of impressed that Governor Hickenlooper is kind of taken this attitude. At least part of it is because of our prison system and the number of people who are in the prison system that we would like to get out of the prison system, because it would probably be better off for all of us.
No, Amendment 64 didn't deal with this at all. I know there were some discussions, but it really begs the question, if a crime is no longer a crime and yet people are still incarcerated because they committed a crime when it was a crime, what do we do now? I mean, it seems like we should really be following California's lead in either letting people out of prison and certainly clearing the records, because even if you have served your time, there are huge implications in society for having either a felony or another type of conviction, particularly related to drugs, on your record.
I think that's going to be up to the legislature in the long run. I haven't seen anything in this session that would deal with anything like that. But you never know in these kind of things, you know, sometimes things come up. But I think it's going to really be up to the legislature to do that.
And of course, there's a huge racial component to this, because as we have spoken about many times, disproportionately these drug laws have impacted communities of color.
And what we're finding out even more is that they continue to impact, that even though we've lessened the laws, more people of color are being arrested still for marijuana crimes.
People can read about that and more online at sensimag.com. Catch the hard copy at newsstands around the Front Range. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.